great is our Lord and greatly to be praised Monday. Hallelujah. God is doing great and mighty things, and we're so excited. We're excited. We've been praying for Kendra Carter, and here she is on the line this morning. We're so excited. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, everybody. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're so excited that we are starting a new week, a new day in the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we also thank you. We also praise your holy name. We also say hallelujah to your glorious and holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, that you are the God Almighty. You are great and greatly to be praised. We thank you, Father, that you have ordained this call by two wonderful women, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you that you have ordained this call that we can come together and glorify your holy and righteous name. We can come and say holy, holy, holy to the Lamb of God. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing on this call, for all those that are on this call, and even those that have not made it yet, Father, we know that you're going to bless in a mighty way. So, Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen the speaker, Father, as they come forth, Lord, with your precious word. We thank you, Father, that our hearts, our minds, and our ears are open to hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise in all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, good morning again, TMC family. We are so thankful to God that you have joined us, and I'm going to continue on to let you know about this call. This call was started back in October 2010 by two phenomenal, phenomenal women of God, and they are our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. And now the scripture that was based with this call is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, with that in mind, guess what? We have a website that you can go to. That website is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on that site, as well as you can go and look at the bios of our speakers. And guess what? We are so excited because we have this year a theme that is phenomenal. And that theme is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. God's glory is being seen. Hallelujah. Now, if you feel led to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as being a greeter or a host, or you might have a word from the Lord that God has placed in your belly, we want to hear it. You may send that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And also, you might have your praise reports or prayer requests. We want to hear those as well. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you once you do so. Now, what brought us all together years ago was this phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And now we are under the umbrella of Artist Life. Now, we're so excited because great and mighty things are taking place, and God is just showing himself mighty. We got the 72-hour weight loss system. We've got new garments. We got new products, and things are going forth. We even got a weight loss coffee, and we also have a product that's helping diabetes. So helping people get healthy again, I tell you, it's nothing like it. So we invite you to hear more about what we're doing. We're in the midst of Project 5000, and where we're bringing forth 5,000 new distributors in 90 days. Now, if you want to hear more about that, get on that 15-minute presentation call, which is held by our VP of Sales, Mr. Clement Boyd, and that number is 712-432-1699. 712-432-1699. The PIN is 857-150-pound. This call is being held every night, Monday through Friday, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and then again at 9 p.m. Pacific Time. please get some people on the call, because then we're going to get all the new people together. We're going to meet together in Houston, Texas on June 11th. Yes, we are, and we're excited about it. Now, we also have the New Morning Motivational Call, which is being held every Monday through Friday, right after this call, and it was originated by our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and I tell you, she's turned this over to a great team of leaders who are doing great and mighty things, and you get to know so much about our products and what they're doing to help others. But today, we have Inspirational Monday, and our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be speaking on This Is Our Time. You want to hear that message, and that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, I tell you, I know that you are ready for a word from on high, and so am I. We have this woman of God. I tell you, she is just a blessing. She has been a blessing to the Master's Call for many years, and we're so excited to hear from her each time she comes before us. And she has this statement where she says, by no means can any acceptable ideas for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now. I love that. When you hear live fully in the now, you think of nobody but Dr. Lucille Farrell-Scott. This statement introduces her, who is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than this moment in which you are living in, and that is the now. This woman of God, Dr. Farrell-Scott, uplifts young people by introducing them to positive and transformational teaching, endorsing their ability to maximize their unlimited potential. She is also, she also advances the message of living in your now, and she's been from South Africa, London, England, Guyana, Trinidad, West Indies, Canada, you name it, Dr. Farrell-Scott has traveled the world and have shared this great message of living in your now. Now, she has books out. She's been doing coaching programs, radio and television stations. The list goes on. She's earned her doctorate degree in religious studies from Trinidad Theological Seminary, and she is an active member of serving the community in every aspect of her life. She's an author, as I mentioned, transformational speaker, and president of the Caribbean American Students Educational Foundation. This woman of God is, I tell you, a legend. Now, I am getting out of the way because I'm going to introduce to some and present to others none other than the phenomenal Dr. Lucille Farrell-Scott from New York. Are you there, Dr. Scott?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you, woman of God. Take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. And I just want to thank you for those kind words. You know, sometimes when you hear a person reading, you just wonder, oh, my God, who is that person she's talking about? And maybe someone listening this morning, you're hearing a bio being read, and you're just getting caught up with maybe with some of the things in the bio. But you know, guys, before I had a doctorate or before I traveled all over talking about the method of abundant life, I went through some turmoil, you know. I went through deciding going to commit suicide. You know, I went through things that nobody, I believe, should have to go through but God. So maybe you're listening this morning and don't get caught up in a bio. Don't get caught up with some of the things, because sometimes we look at where a person is, we know their glory, we want to bask in the glory, but we don't know the story. And so this morning, if you're on this call, embrace your story. Embrace who you are, embrace where you are, because we serve a God that brings people out. I'm here this morning, you know, I was going to say something else, but as I heard the bio being read, I got very emotional. You serve a God that will bring you out. Maybe there's someone on this call this morning, and you're wondering, God, are you hearing me? God, where are you? And I came by this morning just to tell you that the same God that brought Lucille out with three kids when her husband decided to walk away, that same God is with you this morning. But you got to trust and you have to believe that what he promised, he's able to perform. The scripture says, having done all to stand, your responsibility this morning is to stand. Don't be knocking your upline, your downline, or your sideline. You understand? Don't be talking about, well, you know, I thought I would have been this way before, that way before. How about trusting your Heavenly Father? How about trusting him to make a way? How about knowing that there's a hymn I used to sing, a little chorus we sang, Jesus is the way maker. One day he made a way in glory. When my life was lost in sin, Jesus came and took me in. One day he made a way for me. And just as I sang that as that chorus as a child, that song is just as relevant today. He is a way maker. So if you're on the call, you came by this way this morning, God sent me by to tell you he's a way maker. He's a way maker. And what he did in my life, what he did in my life, he can do in others and more. But you have to trust. The scripture said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not some of your heart, and you can't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, not some of your ways, you have to acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Just trust him. Trust him this morning. Not your upline. I'm saying this, and guys, don't take it negatively because, you know, sometimes we take things wrong. But I want this, when you bring people into a business, sometimes we bring people into a business and you so want them to come into this business, we lie, we exaggerate, you don't speak the truth. If you're bringing someone into a business, bring them into a business, honestly. Bring them into a business, letting them know that God blesses those who help themselves. I know you've heard Coach Ellie many times. Let them know they're coming into a business that procrastination will not move you to the next level. You're coming into a business where you have to work. Faith without works is dead. You understand? You're coming into this business, and God will bless. God will bless, but he will bless when you move your hands. God will bless the works of your hands. I didn't plan. This morning, I had planned to speak on momentum. I had all my notes to talk to you guys on momentum, and I'm over the Holy Spirit. I'm always Holy Spirit-led, and as my bio was being read, God just put a couple of things in my face. I came into this country almost 50 years ago that I came to America, and I came to my oldest siblings, and I have to say, I don't have any drama in my life. You know, I came, my siblings took excellent, excellent care of me, and I have to thank God for that. I always thank God for my oldest siblings. I got married at 20, and I was a stay-home mom for 19 years. 19 years I was a stay-home mom. And my oldest was 17. My second oldest was 14, and my baby was 12. And my former husband called me one day from his job. No sign, no notice, and just said to me, I don't want to be married to you anymore. And by 4 o'clock that evening, he came home. My kids are outside playing on the front lawn, ball with your friends, and packed up and left. And I was devastated. I'd had a degree, but I had never worked. And I need somebody to hear me this morning. God sent me back to say this because I've never told this story on this call. I want you to hear me this morning. But God. And I got dressed that day and went to commit suicide. And in the midst of my deciding to take my life, I had a visitation from my Heavenly Father. And my Heavenly Father, I can see it, the hurt on his face. He's like, is this all that your life means? And I went to my Heavenly Father, and I just cried. I was at the ocean, and I cried, and I cried. And my Heavenly Father promised me. He said, Lou, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And maybe there's someone here this morning, Dr. Vanessa or Dr. Peke, that needs to know that God said he will never leave them nor forsake them. Your upline may leave. Your mates may leave. Your friends may leave. But this morning I came by to tell you that God said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Your responsibility is just to be strong. Your responsibility is you have a good courage. Your responsibility is you cannot walk in fear. I stand today as a proud mother, a proud mother. I have a son that's an attorney. He was a former assistant DA in Suffolk County. I have a daughter that have a doctorate psychology. She has a PsyD. I have a son that is a phenomenal nurse. I have to thank God. And I raised a nephew going through all that who has a master's in science education with God. With God. I never lost my house. My kids never went to jail, never went on drugs. You know why? Because when I had that encounter at the beach with my Heavenly Father said, are you going to trust me? And God sent me back to say, your Heavenly Father is asking you this morning, are you going to trust him? You got to trust your Heavenly Father more than you trust those products. You have to trust your Heavenly Father more than you trust the line that you hear them saying. How about asking God to give you your own line? How about asking God to give you your own experience with those products? So when you stand up to speak, you are authentic. You're not sounding like a parrot. How about asking God, say, Father, I'm bringing this company to you. I'm bringing these products to you. And I'm asking you to lead me to the person that needs this product this morning. How about asking the Heavenly Father? How about praying over your products in the name of Jesus? Just pray. Ask him to lead you. Ask him to guide you. And I told all my business this morning, guys, you know, Coach Elliott, he's going to be cracking up if he was on this call. I told you guys all my business this morning, which was not part of my master plan, but I love when the Holy Spirit takes over and my master plan becomes subservient to his master plan, because I know there's someone this morning that needed to hear. You're feeling alone this morning and you're feeling all lost, and your Heavenly Father sent me by to tell you he loves you with an everlasting love. Your Heavenly Father sent me by to tell you he will never leave you nor forsake you. And if you go into this business, you and your Heavenly Father, let me tell you something. You have to be successful, but you have to trust him. You can't procrastinate. Don't sound like a parrot. Study the products. Study the products. And if you know that you're only capable of describing one product, then get good at it. If you know one product and you know exactly what it does, you study it. So when you stand to speak on it, you're speaking with intelligence and you don't sound like you're just repeating something someone else said. And if you're hearing my voice this morning, come on, I love you, I love you, I love you. And God said to tell you that he loves you this morning. He has not forsaken you. He has not forsaken you this morning. Trust him. Trust your Heavenly Father. Trust him where you can't see. Just trust him this morning. I told the Lord I wanted to speak on momentum this morning. And I guess I'll talk about that another time. I also want to talk about my conference that's coming up on the 15th and 16th of April, 2016. And I'm making a bold request of those of you that are listening that are in the tri-state area to be at the conference. You can go to the website, thepowerofnowconference.com, and register for the conference. My conference is a working conference. Many of you, some of you on the call know who one of my coaches. One of my coaches is Lisa Nichols. She's been coaching me personally for the past 5 years. Lisa is going to be one of my main speakers at the conference. I'm inviting you guys to come to the conference. Your life is not going to be the same. If you want different things, you have to do something differently. Many of us want to be successful in business, but we're not willing to sacrifice. You're not willing to invest in yourself. And if you're not willing to invest in yourself or into another man, how can someone invest in you? So I'm offering you this morning that the Power of Now Conference is the place to be on the 15th and the 16th of April. The website is www.powerofnowconference.com. Go register. Your life will not be the same. And come on, you'll be in a room of men and women who are doing things, who are going places. You don't want to be in an environment with people who are not going anywhere. I know Tiffany is going places. Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, you want to be with people that are going places, guys. Hitch your star, hitch your wagon to someone that's going somewhere. And trust your Heavenly Father to make it happen. I'm Dr. Lucille, and I came by this morning to tell you to trust your Heavenly Father. I came by this morning because my Heavenly Father just changed my message. He changed it up, guys. But I just came to let you know I was very transparent this morning. And I get all emotional when I remember. But if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I have been? And someone on this call this morning You asked God this morning, where are you, Father? And he sent me back to tell you, he's with you. He said, I will never leave you. I will not forsake you. He said, it doesn't matter what you're going through this morning. Yeah, you came on the call and you said, Lord, you got to give me a word. And the word that your Heavenly Father gave you this morning is to be strong. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways this morning, not some. You know, we have a way we give God some problems and we hold some problems. Give him all. Give it all to him this morning. And he will direct your path. He loves you with an everlasting love. Your Heavenly Father just loves you. And I send angels of God to wrap their arms around you, whoever you are this morning. I send the angels of God to wrap their arms around you for you to feel his love overflowing on you. And Father, I bring your daughter. I bring your son that needed to hear this word this morning. And I ask you, Father, to let your Holy Spirit just pour on them. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to wrap them in your arms. I ask you, Lord, to let her feel your love around her clothes this morning. And Father, just as you brought me a mighty long way, you are no respecter of persons, but you are a respecter of faith. And just as you brought me, Father, from that bleak day, is so this morning, Father, you bring in your daughter. And I thank you, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity that you've given me to speak. I thank you, Father, for the ability to be transparent. I thank you, Father, for being able to say what God did for others, he can do for you and more. He can do for you and more. Be blessed this morning. Be blessed. Be blessed. Back to you, Tiffany. I love you guys with the love of God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Lucille Scott, for being so transparent and for allowing God to use you at this moment and at this hour. And I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are so merciful, and you're the true God. You're the living God. You're the awesome God. You're the mighty God. You're great, and you're greatly to be praised. We thank you, Father, that you have opened the opportunity, Father, where you have spoken personally to someone. Maybe two people, could have been three people. But, Lord, you spoke to all of us to remind us that you're there with us, Lord God. And we so appreciate and thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for Dr. Lucille Scott, who is an obedient servant, Lord God, who hearkens to the voice of God. And we ask that you continue to pour into her blessings, blessings, and more blessings, oh God. We ask that you continue to overflow her, Lord God. Bless her conference, Father, like never before. We speak thousands, Lord, to attend, Lord God, that they will get the word that you have for them, Lord God, that they will get the message and realize who they are in Christ Jesus, that they will be empowered and enriched in such a mighty way. And, Father, we thank you. As you empower them, you will empower Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. So we thank you in advance for all that you're doing for her ministry, for her blessings, for her surroundings, for her family, for everything that concerns her, Lord God. We thank you in advance for doing it. And it's done not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the true and living God. And, oh, God, we thank you for Kendra Carter, who was able to get on this call this morning. Lord, we've been praying for her, and, Lord God, you have answered. And we know that you're doing great and mighty things that we didn't know. We thank you, oh, God, for blessing her and keeping her in every way. Thank you for healing her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you for the Spirit of truth dwelling on the inside of her. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing for Leroy, Lord God, as you're restoring his body. Thank you, oh God, for what you're doing for others, Lord God, that may be going through trying times with their bodies or in their spirit, Lord God. We know that you're the awesome God. You're the great and mighty God. And as we speak life into them at this moment, we know that you're doing it, and it's not by might. We know that you watch over your word to perform it. So perform your word, oh God, in each and every person on this call this morning. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you continue to strengthen Dr. P.K., Lord, as she's being restored in her body, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you are doing a great and mighty work in her. And we glorify you, Father, that it is done. It is done by the mighty hand of God. We glorify you, and we praise your holy and righteous name for Artists International and for Artists Life, Lord God. We know that you're blessing the Diaz De Leon family. We know that you're blessing Clement Boyd. We know that you're blessing Elvia and Alejandro. We know that you're doing a great and mighty work for each person that's attributed to Artists International. We know, Father, that you're doing this work, and we thank you. We honor you, and we praise you for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We glorify your righteous and holy name, and we say thank you, Master, for all that you're doing. And those that are going through bereaved times, Father, we ask that you comfort them like never before. And we know, Father, that you'll place your arms around them and let them recognize that your spirit is there with them. You promised that you would never leave or forsake them. And, Father, we thank you that they'll feel your presence like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. We glorify you, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this has been a blessed message, and I know you want to go back and hear this message again. She was very transparent, and we know that the anointing was on her to speak this morning. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, remember, we got the call coming up next, and we are so thankful that our morning motivation, well, I say morning motivational call, the new morning motivational call is coming up next, and you want to hear our very own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. She will be speaking. This is our time. That number again is 641-715-3865. 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Be on that call. And I know you all are getting ready to attend the conference. This is going to be a phenomenal meeting coming up in June 11th in Houston, Texas. Get your bags packed and be ready to be there, because it's going to be an awesome, awesome conference. Well, TMC family, I love you with the love of the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you joining us, and we ask that you come back and bring somebody to the call tomorrow morning here on the Master's Call. Thank you for all that you do and for all that you're doing for the Lord. Now I will turn it back over to our speaker of the hour, Dr. Lucille Scott, to close us out.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you. May God give you peace. May God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down, your labor, and your leisure. May the favor of God heartily pursue and overtake you. May the blessings of God surround you as with a shield. Walk in the authority wherein you are called. An old preacher used to say, something good is happening to you today because Jesus of Nazareth has passed your way. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.